Muriel in Alvin, Texas asks, I think, a relevant question, Stephen. She says, well, I'd like to know what difference, if any, there was between the 5-minute, 10-minute, and 15-minute vials of water during the experiment.
That's an excellent question, Muriel. I ask exactly the same question. That's why there was a 5, 10, and 15-minute bottle. And the reason I ask that question is healers tell you that they heal all the time, that it's like a kind of constant flow. So presumably, the 15-minute bottle should have shown greater change than the 5-minute bottle. And in fact, that was not what happened. The 5-minute, the 10-minute, and the 15-minute bottle showed the same change, which suggests to us that healing is a pulsed, healing intention is a pulsed phenomena. That is, it's like everything else in your body. There's a build-up, a release, a relaxation, a build-up, a release, a relaxation, that same process. And to my surprise, the healers, although they think about that they're healing all the time, in fact, whatever this was, this linkage that occurred, it occurred in less than 5 minutes. But she's asked a very good question.
All right. Jim in Texas says, I disagree with your guest for the reason that every time I do a healing, if I don't do a cleansing for myself afterward, I get very ill.
Okay. As I said earlier in the show, Art, there are many traditions that give us permission to open to this part of ourselves. And if you believe that something has to be done in a certain way, then that's the way you have to do it, because that's the construct that you have established.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that people will tell you that you can't do, for instance, remote viewing when negative people are around, or you can't do remote viewing when people are physically stressed. And I watched Hella Hammad, one of the great remote viewers, remote viewing a ship that was under the sea that we were trying to locate. I watched her do a remote viewing in the middle of the remote viewing because the sea was very rough. She leaned over the side of the ship, threw up, and then went right back to remote viewing. I watched George McMullen do remote viewing in 114-degree heat in the middle of the Egyptian desert. So the reality that I think is going on is that we set the conditions under which our capacity to open to this aspect of ourselves will function. And when we meet those conditions, then it works. When we don't meet those conditions, it doesn't work. And there are two ways you develop this. You either develop a technique of focus, and it can be a martial art. It can be meditation. That's probably the most significant one because it teaches a kind of focusing technique. It can be religious.
Let me stop you right there.
Sure.
Religious. Water. In religion, holy water, baptismal water,
in other words,
a priest, for example,
yes,
will create intent in with respect to water.
Mm-hmm.
And for as long as we've been alive and a lot longer, that's been going on. So obviously there is a religious connection, a religious
that's right
part of faith that believes in the power of water and the intent that can change that water into something very meaningful.
Absolutely. Water has been associated with healing and with religious ceremony for longer than their writing existed. I mean, it dates back to the very, very earliest days of humanity. And the reason it does, I believe, is that these people they did not have technology, and so they developed very acute powers of observation. And they observed that year after year, if you did a certain thing, that it got a certain result. And it was passed on as part of the tradition, the oral tradition, from priest to acolyte or from father to son or whatever it was in that particular culture. And the reason that I think that water becomes associated with all these ceremonies is that water has this particular ability to be altered by conscious intention. I mean, if you look at, for instance, on the 2nd to the 5th of November, I'm doing a conference on water, and I've brought together healers and scientists, people involved with water from all over the world, because it is becoming clear that whether you're talking about homeopathy, in which water is altered, Rustam Roy, the father of nanotechnology, who will be speaking at the conference, has been doing research on that, or whether you're talking about the crystallization of water that Emoto, the Japanese researcher, has been doing, which Dean Radin at the Noetics Institute has just replicated for the first time under really proper controls. Dean's going to be there. Or whether you're talking about the flow form technology that developed by Schwenk and Schauberger. David Orbach from the Max Planck Institute is going to be coming over to talk about this. However you speak of it, there are all kinds of ways in which consciousness or the manipulation of the environment of water produces this kind of change that we see in the healing water.
Can I make a suggestion for an experiment?
Sure.
Why not take some water that has been blessed by a priest and compare it to a control water?
I was about to tell you that. Douglas Dean, now dead, a wonderful and inventive researcher, a British chemist, did exactly that. He and I had a discussion about this, and he did exactly that. He used water. He had control bottles, and he had water that had been blessed by priests. Now, what he discovered was some but not all of the bottles, in fact, did show precisely the change, the same hydrogen bonding change that we observed in the healing study. And that's exactly what you would expect. Some priests hold a much clearer intention. They have a different beingness than other people. And because of their intense focus on their perception of non-local consciousness, and when those kinds of men blessed the water showed change. When people who took it as a sort of meaningless ritual that the church just did it, the water didn't change.
God, that's incredible. That's really incredible. Where do you take the research from here, Stephen?
Well, the next thing that I'm going to be looking at is to really begin to explore this question of how the water in the body changes. I'm trying to figure out experimentally how to be able to do this. The difficulty that I've got, or that anybody would have doing an experiment like this, is that the act of taking the measurement, for instance, if we were going to draw blood from people.
I was just going to go there. Why not? Blood
well,
is full of what?
The question is, I don't know the answer to this question, but you've got the right question. The question is, will just the act of taking the blood for the measurement cause a change in the bonding relationship? Because people don't like to get stuck, so they have fear reactions.
That's
and you
true.
See, that might change. So I'm trying to figure out how one might do this.